This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, November 12th. God's word for you today is Biblical Attitudes, Part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24, and it says, "Let no one then seek his own good and advantage and profit, but rather each one of the other, let him seek the welfare of his neighbor." If you want God's blessing on your work, the biblical attitudes for work metamorphosis are: work enthusiastically wherever you are right now. Understand who you are really working for and concentrate on building character. To experience work metamorphosis and to build a work life that God blesses and heaven smiles upon, the fourth biblical attitude is you must care about the people you work with. We spend most of our time at work, so God expects us to care for the people that we work with. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 says, "And whatever you do, do it with kindness and love." We spend most of our time during the week at work. So, if you are not loving people at work, then most of your life is spent not loving. God expects that we care about the people we do life with and the people we work with. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Don't be concerned only about your own interests, but also be concerned about the interests of others." It is interesting how some people at work always have an agenda. It must be their interest. God says you should not be like that. Instead, care about other people's projects and their interests. Care about the things that will lead to other people's promotion. That's what God is saying to you, my sister, my brother. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love." So, if you want to succeed in your career, business, and any vocation that you are in, you have to care about the people you work with. That is what God is saying. So, to experience work metamorphosis, begin to genuinely care about people. Find out how they get to work. Find out if they had a flat tire and how you can help. Find out the crutch their child is in, or if you can take a project off them so they can close earlier and pick up that child. Find out what you can do to help because you care. If you want your work or business to be blessed by God, you must exceed what is expected of you. You must always hit the ball out of the park, as it is said in baseball. I must exceed what is expected of me. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 says, "Servants, do what you're told by your earthly masters, and don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Under promise, over deliver." That is what the word of God is saying. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.